Welcome to the Lowdown Underground, where soil isn't just dirt, it's a storyteller. We're here to unearth the hidden connections between land, culture, and the ecosystems beneath our feet. I'm Bailey, joined by Megan, bringing you groundbreaking stories and guests to discuss how landscapes shape us and how we shape them. All right, let's dig in. Today, we are going to talk about the sport that you may have never heard of, but it's one of the most important activities that students can undertake in their time at college in terms of the skills needed for an environmental career in soil, agriculture, and land use management. This is soil judging. We asked a couple of people, what do you think soil judging is?
I think that soil judging is when an individual gets some soil and brings it to a contest and it is judged for how good quality or not the soil is.
Soil judging is where folks are judging whether soil is good or bad or how productive it is.
I'm going to make the wild guess that it has to do with how many earthworms there are per cubic foot in a soil slice.
We weren't surprised that most people don't know what soil judging is. But for those who have competed in the activity and know what it includes, it's really hard to keep quiet. So we brought in two soil judging experts to tell us more about this field activity.
Megan, I am so excited. We have some amazing guests today.
Heck yeah.
We've got some recently former Minnesota soil judges joining us today. We're so excited. We're going to talk all about soil judging, what it is, what students get out of it, all the things.
With these two soil celebrities.
Yes.
So we met them through soil judging. But what the heck even is soil judging?
Soil judging is a field-based competitive assessment of soil for its properties, morphology, and appropriate uses.
Soil judging is us against the experts. There are soil scientists that are experts in their field in this area. They go in and they describe these soils, and then us, the students, come in after them and try to get it as close as we can to their description based on what we learned throughout the week.
I usually ask people, when they ask me what soil judging is, I ask, have you seen Napoleon Dynamite? If they say yes, hopefully, I ask them, okay, you know the scene where Napoleon is drinking milk and saying, this cow got into an onion patch. I'm like, okay, so if that's dairy judging, then this soil judging is, you know, non-judgmental assessment of soil. You know, if people are familiar with other things like livestock judging or land judging, if they come from maybe small towns that had Future Farmers of America at their high school, that usually gives a pretty good idea of what soil judging is.
Oh, before we go on, should we do introductions?
Yes.
Have you guys introduced yourselves before we start going off on soil judging?
Yeah. Tell us more. Who are you guys?
My name is Amitel Shaver. A recent graduate of the University of Minnesota in biology. I've been soil judging since 2023 and served as captain of the team for 2 years. I am moving on as early career professional in natural resources. I work in Wildland Fire Service.
My name is Anna Windels. I'm a recent graduate of the University of Minnesota in environmental science. I had a briefer stint in soil judging, 2 years, 4 semesters. I helped run the social media. I was a TA for basic soils and, yeah, really enjoyed my time in soil judging. Moving on now to a brief hiatus before applying to grad schools.
What sort of things do you determine about a soil during these contests?
We figure out what its texture is, which is like what it's made of, basically. Color, structure, how it is forming in the pit face, and then a lot more from there.
Yeah, we have the front of the card, what we call like the morphology box. So that's like a huge grid. We have to describe every layer of the soil, every horizon, describe what master horizon we think it is, like the order in which it formed and its dominant properties. And then there's always sort of bonus things like moist consistent, like how easy it is to crush soil. Effervescence, we put hydrochloric acid on it to test for presence of calcium carbonates.
Nice.
And redoxymorphic features to understand how water is moving through the soil. And that's where we start, is sort of that detective work on the front of the card.
And then we often move into interpretations. We take a step back and look at the landscape, trying to, again, use those detective skills to figure out what landform we're standing on, what the parent material of the soil we're looking at is. And we do the minute things like the slope and the hill slope position we're standing on, and then move into something like taxonomy. What is the soil?
Yeah, we classify it based on what we assessed to sort of build the story of how the soil formed and how it would be used appropriately. What's the native vegetation it was formed under? And then how would this perform if we tried to install a septic system or build a road or grow corn on it? Yeah.
That sounds like so many things. How long does that take you?
1 hour.
or even less. 50 minutes if you're working together.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Are you always doing it by yourself?
So the contests consist of both individual and team judging.
You'll do a lot of practice throughout the week too, where you'll, same way, split your time between judging a pit individually and then the next bit you might do as a group with the rest of your team.
Nice. Still a lot to fit within a single hour. Mm-hmm. That's crazy.
Yeah. Gotta be speedy.
Heck yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Being a detective of the soil and landscape in front of you, but also putting that story together, man, y'all crush it. I've seen you do it. You do it well. Actually, I know you guys do it really well, because you guys just recently did very well at a competition, the national competition, and I know you got some other wins under your belt. That must have been amazing. What was that like?
Yeah, we were most recently at the national competition in Stevens Point, Wisconsin, hosted by the University of Wisconsin, Stevens Point. Really awesome people there. They put on an amazing contest. And the national contest is just like what it sounds. It's colleges, universities from all across the country who did well at their regionals and are coming together to do it all at a national contest. It was very cool. It was very hectic. It's from Sunday to Friday. Mm-hmm. For 4 days of practice, mm-hmm. and 4 to 5 pits a day before you are even thrown into the contest. And yeah, we did do really well. University of Minnesota always has a good time, you know, no matter what, no matter how the competition shakes out. And we did have a good time.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah, we're like, team chemistry is always a big thing for us, and especially a big determinant of success for us. And we had a group of just incredibly passionate and really committed people who we're there to learn, and that's kind of the Minnesota difference. People who are just super charged to figure out as much as they can and learn as much as they can. And when you have an incredible team that's really lifting each other up, it makes it easy to learn and grow from there.
Yeah. How did you hear about soil judging? And what was your initial thought? And like, why did you even join in the first place?
I feel like I had a very traditional kind of route to soil judging before taking basic soils, which is required for my major. I didn't really know what it was. I mean, like, I knew what soil was, but I was kind of like, the prereqs were math and chemistry, and I kind of like gave me the wrong impression that this was like an engineering kind of class. So I put off taking it till sophomore year. Anyways, I took basic soils. I remember the professor, Dr. Nick Jelinski, was gone for a week because he was at a soil judging contest. And I remember hearing about that and thinking, oh, that's really cool. I wonder what that's all about. And then I took the field course the summer after that with the current co-captain of soil judging, Ava McCune, and she had just gotten back from the nationals contest in Oklahoma. And she was telling me all about it. We were like standing in like a peat bog, and she was like showing me pictures on her phone. It was really awesome. But the way she marketed it to me as was that it was like, even if you don't travel to a contest, and I still didn't really know what a contest was, she was like, it's just people getting together every week to talk about soil and what's cool about soil. And then I was like, well, that's really cool. And so I kind of forgot about it throughout the summer. And then in the fall, I was like, oh, yeah, I registered for this class and showed up. And then I was there for 4 years. 4 years. 4 semesters. For 2 years. Imagine. I wish I was there for 4 years.
The journey for me kind of started in high school. I was in an environmental science competition called Envirothon. I went to Hopkins High School in the West Metro, and I had a coach for Envirothon. I just did it like my last semester, my senior year, for fun with friends, and I didn't even compete in the soil science category. I was like, this sounds lame. I don't know what that is. I like trees and wildlife. And the coach for Envirothon, John Samler, when I had decided that I was going to the University of Minnesota, he was like, there's this guy, Dr. Nick Jelinski. He's awesome. And he's like, so you like this competition thing? There's this thing called soil judging. And I didn't go to a high school that had FFA or any kind of like competitive agriculture related thing. So I was like, this sounds weird. But so I was in a biochemistry program to start out, and So it was kind of a weird thing. My advisor was like, why are you taking basic soil science? I was like, don't worry about it. I want to do this thing. I was basically in basic soil science because I just was super curious about soil judging. I had loved Envirothon and I really wanted to keep engaging with that side of things, even though my major didn't really allow for a lot of environmental science type stuff. And so, yeah, I took basic soils and I signed up for soil judging. The soil TAs were also in. Willa Nagel was one of the captains of the soil judging team, and she was a TA for me. And I had a great time in basic soils, and I won the texturing contest. And Dr. J. Bell was like, well, you know, the last person who won the texturing contest was the captain of the soil judging team. And that did that did end up being my fate. Yeah, and at first, you're starting out in the winter, soil's frozen, we can't really get out in the field. I was like, I don't know, man, maybe this is a total bust. And then I went to my first contest in Oklahoma, and I was just blown away, and was like, I can't let this go.
Because you guys both started. Anna, you were the beginning of that fall semester, but you didn't travel, or were you kind of later in the fall semester?
I started in the beginning of the fall semester, but yeah, I didn't end up going to South Dakota.
There was a lot of folks attending that fall semester.
Mm-hmm.
To your point, Avital, like starting in the wintertime in Minnesota, our practices for soil judging, they can be a little wanting. We can't, besides bringing out like texture samples to actually touch soil, we can't get outside, we can't look at any soils, and so we're talking about a lot of different processes and trying to prepare, but it's not quite the same as contest for sure.
At nationals, there are 27 teams there, and they're coming from across the country, and so they could be coming from places where they don't got winter like us, the ground doesn't freeze, so they can get out every week, get in those pits. But didn't matter, you guys still crushed it. Curious, so you've done it for quite a while, right? Even, you know, 2-3 years. What are some of your favorite things about soil judging? Like, why do you come back every semester? Why do you love it so much?
I just really love the opportunity to get to know a landscape or one specific area. So my first contest was the national contest in Ames, Iowa. And I feel like I can say I know something about Ames, Iowa now, about what's growing their corn there because of the week that we spent there. And that's really cool. And now I can say the same thing about the Cheyenne Bottoms in Kansas and about Portage County, Wisconsin. And these are just tiny blips across the whole country, but they're still really, really cool glimpses into the landscape that we have.
And Anna, how do you do your very first contest in Iowa?
I swear it's beginner's luck.
Well, do you need me to say?
I got seventh in the individual contest, which was super fun. I think I blacked out when they said my name, and I was like,
"Yeah, I'm so stoked to make it into the top 10, especially at a nationals on like individual level. Huge! Like that's so incredible.
There's like 250 students who are competing.
I mean, honestly, there's some students who participate in soil judging all 4 years of undergrad who never crack into that top 10. So like, yeah, maybe it's beginner's luck, but you definitely know what you're doing.
Well, you did it. Great work.
Thank you.
So that's probably a really great way to start your soil judging journey.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're like, actually, yeah, I'll stick around. I'll do this again.
That was fun. What's your favorite part, though, Amitav?
Well, I think a big part for me is community of people is huge. It's such a passionate group of people who want to just continue to grow their learning. It's can get pretty esoteric. You know, we're arguing over like the requirements for Albert colors, whatever, but it's a really incredible group. And I've really loved being able to kind of grow as a peer mentor. It has been a really amazing experience for me. But what really kind of hooked me on soil judging was, this whole landscape magic that it kind of brings you to. I, you know, come from a more of a plant biology background. So I was like, well, I don't understand that there's anything going on underneath the surface. I was like, you can understand everything you need to know just from looking at the plants that grow here. But I also love to like kind of philosophize and poeticize about soil and soil judging. And I think it's this beautiful, really intentional way of building the story and taking time to understand what's underneath your feet in a way that feels using hoo-ha language to like it's an embodied assessment. It really requires full engagement from all your senses to understand what's going on. It's not answers that are easily given to you. You have to take time to understand what's going on. And it also requires a lot of knowledge of place and connection to place to respect the ways that soil is understood in a particular place. And soil judging really gives us a chance to do that with the experts that we work with that host the contest. But also, it's a time to really just slow down and be totally immersed in one thing for an entire hour. And I love that.
Yes, I think it's amazing. It's like you can understand a different language. You are able to decode the landscape and soils in front of you and pull out that story. I also came from a plant background. I was like, I don't need to really know what's going on. I get it. And it was a black box for me. And I know that soil judging, while I didn't necessarily compete as an undergraduate, just being involved in any sense, it's like you get to learn so much about the culture of an area. And you guys meet so many cool students from across the country. So I think that's really amazing. But Amital, you highlighted something with slowing down, being a group. And, you know, me and Megan were talking about this earlier, where there's something about soil judging in the field that you don't necessarily get from in class. There's something about being out in the field. Like, can you guys tell us more about learning from basic soils and then learning out in soil judging? Like, how does that change the way you look at the landscapes and apply the knowledge?
I have a specific memory from my first semester of soil judging. Prior to, I had literally never seen a soil in the field. Like, let me be clear, the first time I ever saw soil in the field was at a national contest. And we were in like a classroom, we were doing like a mock profile with Tupperwares of soil. And I remember we were also like, people had brought snacks and we had like a big bag of gummy worms sitting on the table. And people were like texturing soil and then putting their hand in the bag of gummy worms. And I was like, I had never seen this. I was like, oh my God, what am I doing right now? Like, I'm eating these like disgusting gummy worms. But it's like you're out in the field and none of that matters like at all. It's just like total immersion. You're like, everyone knows I have like, you know, I have my classic outfits that I wear to soil judging because I literally don't wear any other clothes to contests. Everyone knows it's like, it's the brown pants, the pink jacket and the blue hat. And it's just like total immersion. And I think traveling with people really brings a different element of like us working as a team. We're working together to, you know, make breakfast together in the morning, load up vans. We're constantly having to work together to function just to get places. And so it requires total engagement from people that really locks them into the mindset of like, we're here. This is really a gift to be here because our travel is funded totally by donations. It's a really amazing privilege to be able to travel. And everyone there is really passionate about taking a week away from school. At first, I thought I was like, this is impossible. You cannot take a week off from school. But it became very clear to me that it's so unbelievably worth it, no matter how much work I had to do when I got back.
I remember after Amital's first contest, I was debriefing with Nick afterwards. And we were like, oh man, this Amital's, she's really good at soil judging, but she's got a lot going on. She's in so many other like extracurricular things. But we're like, we got to get her to stay. We're like, what can we do to rope her back in? Because it is a huge time commitment. And, you know, all of the students usually have many other things going on in their academic and personal lives. And yeah, it's a lot to commit to, but it's so worth it. And people don't realize that until after the full experience.
Sunrise to sunset.
For real, and even after hours.
Mm-hmm.
But like when you're on soil judging time, it don't matter.
I was just going back to what it's like to be in the field and immerse yourself. I mean, Amital's philosophy at a competition is like reflective individual pit in the morning. It's like you just got up at 5:30, you rolled out by 6, like you're really moving quick in the morning and the sun's coming up over the pit when, yeah, everyone's kind of sleepy anyways, but you're just like, you're really not talking to people and it's just you and the soil. And I've always thought that was so fun. As much as I enjoy the group judging, reflective individual pits are fun.
Be honest with the pit.
And it will be honest with you. But no. I was lucky enough to take field studies before even joining soil judging. And so that's like, it's basically all the best parts of soil judging. It's just the practice pits. You don't get to see quite as many in a day maybe, but yeah, field studies, at least at the University of Minnesota, is you're out there for 2 weeks. looking at landscapes, and it really just transforms everything that you've learned in the classroom into something you can really touch and see and just understand on a greater scale. Something that I've really found interesting is that, I mean, being from the Midwest and only being to contests in the Midwest, I feel like I understand a lot of glacial geology now, seeing so many glacial landscapes in Minnesota, Iowa, Wisconsin, and just like that secondhand knowledge that even comes with it that can be hard to learn in a classroom because it requires you to get out there and really do a full 360 and see the whole picture.
I think a huge part of soil judging and being out in the field in general is synthesis is so difficult to do when you have all the elements disparate from each other. When you can see an entire profile right in front of your face and watch it change as you go from the surface to, you know, bedrock or whatever it might be, that is so important to be able to put that together. And with the landscape, we're a team that likes to get up and walk around. People are like, where are they going? But we want to, you know, see the greater stretch of the landscape. What does it look like? How does water move on this landscape? How has vegetation changed in this landscape? To really put everything together. And that's so hard to do in a classroom. And it feels really amazing to be able to step back. And for me, a lot of soil judging is about gaining intuition. You might not know a bunch, but it's a beautiful thing at the end of a week of a contest to be able to kind of step back and be like, okay, I think I have some ideas about what this soil might be like, or be able to think through problems more quickly because you've gained the self-confidence in being able to understand what is going on in a particular landscape.
Going back to that intuition, our last practice pit in Iowa, when we were given 20 minutes to fill out the whole card, that's crazy. It was a pretty typical.
It was. And I made sure that it was.
Yeah, it wasn't. I knew
it wasn't going to be something so crazy. But yeah, I don't even know what number of practice pit it was. But it was our very last one on our day 4 of practice pits. It was the 5th pit of the day. Mm-hmm. You guys were almost delirious. You were just so out of it.
I was reading the room. We didn't have any more gummy worms.
And I was just. Yeah. I'm notorious for bringing brain food, which is just gummy worms. But anyways, I just, you know, so a question for both of you is, yeah, you finish that week of soil judging and you're like, holy crap, I learned so much. I don't know. Maybe for you guys, it's different. But for me, it was like that realization didn't come until after the contest. And I feel like as the coach, I watch that progression literally every single day. Like I watch you guys learn something new every day and your skills grow day to day and you guys don't realize it. Or maybe you do. And so that's why when I did that 10-minute pit, we were crunched on time. Like everybody was hungry. We wanted to get dinner. And so I was like, all right, you guys aren't even taking, what did I have? It was one spray bottle for water, a soil knife, a bottle of acid, and one scorecard. I think that was it. And I gave you 10 minutes. We set a 10-minute timer to do a full description, front and back. How did it go?
It was our best pit of the week.
I'm not even kidding you. It was literally almost a perfect scorecard. And you did it in 7 minutes. Like, we didn't even get to the end of the 10-minute timer.
We were, confused whether to be embarrassed or something.
It was crazy. That was really fun, too. And then we didn't even leave right away. We stayed, and since it was the end of the week, we stayed and we dug around for a while. It's hard to separate yourself from the pit.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, that's another thing, too. We keep talking about, looking at it and looking around the landscape. But throughout the week, you're digging for clues and you're looking to see how it changes, under the force of your knife or, even behind the, dry face and what's, moist behind it. It's just, it's very tactile as well as visual. You're digging, for lack of a better word.
You two, you got bright futures and careers ahead of you. How do you guys plan to, or how are you guys using these skills beyond soil judging? You're always going to be soil judgers at heart.
I think these skills of really detail-oriented assessment, but also being able to see the big picture at the same time are useful all across the natural resource, agricultural, environmental science fields. That is just indispensable to be able to really focus and hone in on getting all the information you need, but also prioritizing what's important. I have done a variety of work in wildland fire. I've also worked on a shorebird field crew, and I felt confident being able to make percent cover calls when I was doing habitat surveys. That's something I picked up from soil judging, where we have to practice, like, what does 25% actually look like? Because anytime I see 25%, I'm like, that's 75%, you know? But it really improved on that. But, you know, any kind of field work is exactly these skills, even if it's not, you know, moist consistence. It's being able to be, I guess, honest with yourself about what's going on there. Just, it's so applicable in field work. But also working together with a team is a huge part of it. And just being open to learning as much as you can versus coming in with a preconceived notion of what's going on. We always say, once you start thinking up that there's some story there, once you really start digging, you're going to find some detail that turns that on its head. We don't want to change the morphology to fit the story as much as we joke about doing that.
I mean, I mentioned it can lead into other disciplines like glacial geology. In field courses taught by the university, sometimes they connect the soils to vegetation, like native plant communities. Like the soils changed and then the plants changed as well. So it's just fun to put that together. I feel like Amital mentioned the team aspect, especially at Minnesota. Everybody's opinion is valued, whether it's your first contest or your fifth contest. And a lot of times those fresh eyes are like even more valuable because we are coming in with preconceived notions. Like, this is what it looks like in Minnesota. Like, it should be the same in Wisconsin. It's never the same. It's never the same. But yeah, having just the knowledge itself is a really big plus. I feel like it helped me get the job I have now. I have a summer internship, and I talked about soil judging way too much in my interview. And they probably picked up on that passion, but just they were we're a land-based organization, and like having like a background in something land-based, even if it's not going to be used in your day-to-day, is just like, it's applicable everywhere.
I took my second round interview for the job I have now at Nationals, and I was like, yeah, I'm at this soil judging contest, and we actually talked about it for like 15 minutes. People were like, what is that, man? That sounds crazy. I was like, you don't even know the half of it.
It's funny. I think that soil judging, you know, I wasn't necessarily doing it as an undergrad, but assisted my head coach, Megan Anderson, in many ways. And that did really help me get my job, too. And honestly, those skills, they extend beyond just like, oh, you're a student, you're taking this course or activity. Like, how we use land is really dictated by the properties that make up the land. So that's why you guys do those interpretations, right? Like whether it's corn or potato suitability index, can we put a septic tank in here? But, you know, I work a lot with farmers and agriculture professionals. And some of those skills that seem like we should all have them, it's not something that you can easily get from a class. And I think one of my favorite things about soil judging is when it doesn't follow the textbook. You're like, this is how it should be. What do I do with this? It don't make sense.
Somebody explain this to me. Coach, that's the worst thing ever. You guys are all looking at me for an explanation, and I'm like, guys, I have no idea.
Yeah, but you're pretty good at putting evidence together, thinking it through. She's a logical woman.
Thank you, baby.
I feel like when it comes to confusing pits or when things don't really follow the textbook, I feel like it really helps to understand, like, you know, what is soil judging in relation to soil survey? Why is soil survey a thing? What's the origin of it? I feel like that helps us understand why we are looking at these particular metrics and helps us to understand the big picture, because a lot of this is trying to encapsulate the most important properties of the soil. It's, you know, why taxonomy keyed that the way it does. And even people are like, I can't believe this. This is clearly not, like, there's no water in the soil. But, you know, if we're trying to capture that this is like an ephemeral wetland for waterfowl breeding, you know, we want to be able to capture that, and sort of remembering that a lot of this came from an origin of trying to understand land use and be accurate in our management principles. But we're also trying to pull out the most important and unique properties that we're seeing in the soil, and remembering that's why, in terms of, you know, what is the particle size control section, that is always a whole doozy. But it's like, you know, where are plants getting their water? Properties of the soil that impact where plants get their water, but kind of remembering the history and also sort of the local customs of folks that are doing soil survey. And so really taking a step back and letting the regional experts talk to have, I mean, it's almost like, it's like soil empathy of really understanding where people are coming from, what's unique to their area.
If I'm remembering correctly, soil judging was started to prep
college students for jobs in the natural resources.
Soil survey.
Conservation. Yeah. To become soil scientists. So besides all of these other great skills, it is also directly applicable to federal jobs. And there's some places that still need to be mapped. So
there sure is. Yeah. And yeah, you're totally right. It used to be a direct pipeline straight into NRCS soil survey and just training students on the hardcore nitty-gritty details of describing soils to have efficient workers in the workforce. And the need for those roles has diminished, both naturally as we've mapped most of the contiguous U.S., and then also more recently, it's been minimized drastically, right, with the cuts of a lot of those positions. So that's unfortunate. However, soil judging is still thriving. It's still growing. It's going strong. There's so many students that go through it. And like you guys have mentioned some of the benefits of it that don't even relate to soil survey, you know? And so I think that's one of the really powerful things about soil judging is how many different applications it can have. And I think we're just going to see more of that in the future. You know, if there's less NRCS jobs to fill, we're going to find some other way to use these skills because we have a lot of passionate students and they're going to go somewhere and they're going to do great things in life. I'm so excited for all of them.
Oh, yes, absolutely. And like what you guys were saying with the NRCS and, you know, I'm excited that you guys are continuing this knowledge on. We aren't losing this knowledge, even though maybe we're losing some of the positions, but it is really important. And like Amital was saying earlier and Anna as well, where there are real practical implications and applications of this knowledge. And so the knowledge you guys have, it's going to only become even more important, especially as our soils and we as humans face climate change. So say that there's a student out there, they're early in their undergraduate journey. Like, what would you say to them? Like, tell them why they should join soil judging, why it's going to be the best time of their life until they graduate. Your story starts here. You're going to read the history of the soil and your story starts here, baby.
I mean, during those like 2 years, soil judging got me through the day. I like lived and breathed it. Especially, I would say maybe not so much before I went to a contest because it's just, that's the flip that like flips the switch. But I was really, really into it, especially my senior year these past two semesters. I had 12-hour days on campus on Tuesdays because we'd stay for soil judging and it was just Tuesday's the best day of my week because it's soil judging. But to answer your question, why shouldn't someone do this? Because it's cool. It's just a really unique experience and really unique skills and you meet really unique people and they're so cool.
Yeah, you get this chance to like totally immerse and nerd out about something that I think you'll rarely get to do. It's not our job. This is a hobby. You know, a lot of us have professional aspirations as well, but you really get to talk about something so specific in this community of people that it's hard to have a conversation about it outside of it. And I think that's so beautiful. And you're like, oh, like, you don't get it. I was at soil judging. But it's this incredible community of people that are there because they really want to be, because they want to continue that soil journey. I couldn't have imagined my soil journey stopping in basic soils. It's one of the best ways to continue to stay engaged with soil science at the University of Minnesota in a way that isn't going to take over your life. But you can if you want. You can if you wanted to. Yeah. You know, we meet once a week. It's just a way to kind of stay current and hopefully once you get to a contest and you can see what it's like, then it'll really change. Yeah, it's incredible community of people that are uniting around this really unique passion.
Dang, I've known you guys for a really long time. You guys have been like an integral part of the team for so long, and like your mentorship of other students, but then just to see you grow. So I just think that was amazing and I'm really glad
I got to know you.
You taught me a lot too, honestly.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
Yeah, Megan, I'm sure you've known them.
Dude, I've been around the block. You know how many cool soil judges graduating before these two started? Like, that's how I know I'm old.
I mean, this is the part of my college experience that I was by far the most sentimental about. I was like, oh my goodness, I'm really emotional right now. Like, just with our group that we graduated with, who was just at so many contests together. That was just so incredible. You know, even if we're out hanging out every single day, there's this bond that is so incredible. And I was like, wow, I guess I don't really give a crap about my classes ending, but like the last six months.
Yeah. Which the crazy part is like, what was the timeline of that? Like, when was the national contest compared to your finals week?
Same week.
And there's nowhere else you'd rather be.
Yeah. I was like, oh, man.
I defended my undergraduate thesis 3 days after getting back. And I hadn't made the presentation before I went to the contest.
It happens.
Yeah. And it was awesome.
You heard it directly from these two soil judges. Worth it.
It's amazing to see the different backgrounds that people come from. And especially with this fundraising, that everyone is putting in the work no matter what. And it's kind of is like the Minnesota difference that, you know, we're all really earning our place like to travel because we're raising the money to get there. And we are coming with that kind of humility and passion that comes from, you know, that it's not a given that we're going to get to travel to these contests. And we're really trying to take in as much as we can, and we'll do whatever it takes, and really bringing people in. Like, we doubled the size of our team last year. Which really speaks to the passion of the community and the really inclusive nature of just bringing everyone in, no matter where you come from to get to soil judging. Here you are, and you're one of us.
Yeah.
Like Amital mentioned, we don't have extra funding from the school for soil judging at Minnesota. And so it's all from donations or other types of fundraising. And it takes, on average, depending on how far you're going, maybe close to $1,000 per student. And you take like 6 to 8 people to a contest, more if you're feeling crazy.
Well, and that's what we cap it as, because that's what we can afford.
We had like twice as many students as the year before in soil judging. And like, they're coming in here, and then they know that not everyone's going to get to travel, and they're still like showing up every week to put in work for themselves in the future, but also for their peers, which is awesome. We did a bunch of engagement. We made videos with CFANs, with the college, and also just on our own. One of them actually won us $1,500.
Yeah.
Yeah.
$1,000.
And
farm tour.
Yeah. The farm tour. They visited and they liked our video about how soil spreads kindness.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. That was awesome. Yeah. We had a whole fundraising team, and they were reaching out to tons of different organizations to see if they'd be willing to give as corporations. And we ended up raising a lot of money. In fact, we ended up raising enough money to go to 2 contests this spring, which was really cool. We went to the Nationals in Stevens Point, which was a little bit cheaper to go to since it was just a 4-hour drive heading across the border. But then we also sent 5 students to Canyons, Texas, for a separate soil judging contest put on through a different organization. And that was really awesome, because now we had a bunch of seniors graduate, and now we still have a bunch of people with experience on the team who've been to contests before. And I feel like that's going to be really valuable in this transition, not like losing a bunch of that knowledge of people who've been to.
Yeah, the inherited knowledge is huge.
Yeah. So that was awesome. I was really proud of us. We surpassed our Give to the Max goal, and we just raked in a bunch of money, and it was awesome.
Yeah.
But also give to soil judging next year, because we're starting from zero again.
Yeah.
That'd be crazy. It happens every semester. We're always surprised.
We have some awesome talents on the team. Like, we had one student who was an amazing artist, and so we designed merch and had some t-shirts that we were selling, really leveraging the different strengths.
I will say, a quick note, we can keep it in or not, but the reason that these contests are so expensive to attend is that soil judging is technically a class. It's a 1-credit course offered through the university. So the students that enroll, whether it's, you know, 8 students or 25 students, like, they're paying a couple $100 in tuition to be in the course, right? But the way that tuition funding works through schools is that money goes through the college, but then you have all the other bigger courses like basic soils and that kind of stuff, where that money gets lost and it never gets back to the actual soil judging team. So usually these teams, well, every school is different, but usually the teams have some sort of funding from the department or the college. And while we do, it's minuscule, it's just not enough to actually cover a contest from semester to semester, honestly. And so, yeah, it's a combination of the size of the class not benefiting from tuition dollars, and then having so many expenses that it's different than an actual traditional classroom course, if that makes sense.
Yeah, I was going to say, just the realities of being a human being and needing a place to sleep. You need food to eat.
Crazy.
I'm surprised that you two did not mention what Minnesota is really known for in the pits.
Oh, yeah.
No shoes?
Dogs out.
Dogs out.
I am not an avid enjoyer of that, but I have always participated because that's what Minnesota is all about. We work as a team.
We work as a team and we sacrifice for the team.
And when we move together, the world moves.
Yeah, we're kind of notorious weirdos at contests, but it gets results, so who cares?
Yeah, a lot of school spirit, which makes it fun. Like, I never really went to a lot of, like, football games or anything. Like, I had soul judging contests to really let the gopher pride out.
Who's to say we're not student athletes?
Literally.
Oh, but, excuse me, you are student athletes. I wrote all of the excusal letters for you guys. Because you are student athletes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You guys are working hard out there. You should get those Letterman jackets or whatever they're called, right? We've got some amazing soul judges. Don't you dare say it. Loud and proud. Wear it, baby. Sixth place. Let's go.
I did used to say, I mean, I still do, that soil judging is just manual labor. Because those buckets of soil samples get really heavy. And you're loading them up every day. And you're walking. And you're just out in the sun all the time. And it's just like, you just don't stop moving until you are showered and going to bed and then waking up in 7 hours and
doing it all again.
Yeah. Minimal shower, take a check, and that's about it. I feel like I had like a glamping soil judging experience being in an Airbnb every time.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I heard horror stories. I feel like I was really scared. I was like,
that's being
out in the field all day and then you have to come home and sleep in a tent.
Yeah. That Oklahoma trip, I think, was kind of rough.
It was beautiful and immersive.
Fact.
And everyone in Oklahoma was like, are you guys for real camping? We're like, yeah, we're hardos. What do you want?
Built off of.
We're just built different than you guys in your stupid little hotel.
Exactly. That, I feel like, adds to the community, though, like not sleeping in separate hotel rooms. Like, some of us have shared beds at soil judging contests.
Just many, several.
And not even out of necessity.
Nope.
Just because we all like to sleep in the same room.
It's like in Iowa. All shoved into five girls in one room.
You moved all the mattresses into the same room just to be able to sleep together. It's so cute.
It's, well, yeah. Yeah, all about the team.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Y'all mind if I just said a comment to Megan? Oh, she turned her mic on. Okay, so she's in. Well, should we just take like 1 minute real quick?
Okay.
Because I know you personally.
Oh, God. I don't know what you're going to ask, so I'm kind of...
I actually don't know what I'm going to ask either. I have actually been to a number of soil judging competitions, basically with you. I think it's funny. Yeah. In one of our podcast episodes, I'm almost positive that we said something like, well, you know, and I go to the soil judging competitions, and I'm like, oh, so every competition I am with you. Yeah. But honestly, like, some of my best memories, I feel like you really do bond with the team, for sure. And I know you and me have... I mean, maybe it's just because we get insane and delirious after like days and days of just running around. But honestly, like, some of the best times with some of the best people are there are not many people that get super excited about a hole in the ground.
True.
In this.
True.
So actually, the first time I ever met you was at a soil judging competition.
It was. You helped me register the team and gave us our t-shirts.
I remember I was having sandwiches with you guys.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I was so delirious at that point.
I barely remember it too, man.
Okay, so refresh my memory.
I don't know. I just remember eating a sandwich and talking to you for a while.
Oh, really?
But I don't remember what we talked about, what we said. I don't remember any of that. I just remember eating a sandwich and going like, Megan seems cool.
Yeah.
She's my age.
Right? Well, oh, no, same. Because I had been in Minnesota for 3 weeks. Before that contest.
And you were head coach. Hava and I.
And I had never seen a Molotov before. And I was coaching the freaking team. And they were all looking at me. What's going on? I was like,
guys, I have no idea.
I didn't say that.
Of course not.
But yeah, I remember seeing you and I was like, wow, she's associated with the University of Minnesota. Because I hadn't been there for long enough to actually see you on campus.
Yeah, who was on?
And I was like, wow, it's a girl my age, interested in soils. I should hit her up sometime.
And that she did.
Yeah.
Later on the line. But it's interesting. You did soil judging.
I did.
For a semester.
But only once.
But then, like, the change from being a student.
Yeah.
Participating, like, as an undergraduate to then, like, next thing you know, you go to grad school and you're, like, 3 weeks in and. Nick's like, well, This would be a perfect opportunity for you to become head coach with Mahaba.
Yeah.
And you're like, I'll wear well. Don't know what a mall is.
Well, and the interesting part, I was supposed to do the teaching in the pit, and which was crazy because I was the new person coming in. So I was real time trying to figure it out. So as the practice pits, like these guys were saying, you get an hour and the students were in the pit doing the description. I was in the pit with the key, just being like, what's going on? How do I explain it to the students? Yeah. And I would like to say that I got better at it. And I guess I did, but I still did the same exact thing almost every pit. Like I would go in, I would check everything, make sure that I agreed with the key, make sure that I knew how to explain it to the students, because it's just totally different as a coach.
Mm-hmm.
Largely because of the fact, like what Anna was saying, every single contest is so different. Just from the regional differences and how they're described by NRCS folks, but the landscapes and the geomorphology, like every single contest is different. And no matter what you do to prepare for it, it just never seems to be enough, right?
Oh,
there's
yeah.
always things that you learn that week.
Mm-hmm.
I guess I had done soil judging once as a student myself, and our regional contest was completely different than your guys's. So you guys do the 4 days, in regionals, 3 days of practice pits, 1 day of comp. It depends, I guess. Our whole contest, practice day, 1 day, contest next day.
What?
Mm-hmm.
Really, a 2 day contest or what?
Two. Yeah, that was it. And
that's insane.
Guys, my first practice pit that day was maybe the fourth soil pit I had ever been in. And I was in a new state. Didn't know anything that was going on.
Yeah.
It was awful, dude. I didn't even finish the scorecard. Like, I couldn't. The soils were frozen. We couldn't even texture them. It was crazy. It was a wild experience. And I was not having a good time. But it was the camaraderie. It was the community. It was the inside jokes that we made that day that really bonded us as a group and made that such a special experience. We must have learned a lot in that one day. So that was crazy to me. So that was my experience soil judging. And then a year later, I turn around and I'm coaching in a soil that I had never seen before.
And by the way, that contest was in Utah.
Yeah, my contest was in Utah.
And we're in Minnesota. They are very different.
Crazily different. I was trying to figure out how glacial till works. was a new concept to me, you know?
Mm-hmm. Well, even where you're from, the Black Hills.
Yeah, like, yeah. Oh, there's no glacial till.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is new to you. Mm-hmm. New to the team, crazy. New to you. Megan, I just wanted to say I respect you a lot. You have taught me so much. But what I will say, though, is I actually genuinely love Megan and respect her because she lets me ask her some silly questions many times when I'm like, hold up, my brain isn't working at 6 a.m. on my 2 hours of sleep that I got last night. And no, I feel like she does a great job of explaining it. And even when, you know, you're like kind of putting pieces of information together, I feel like you do a really good job. You're pretty logical with it.
Oh, respect. Thank you, my job. I try to show up for you guys.
I will say, those weeks of soil judging competition, they really, you bond a lot with each other.
I will say, like, you know, even just the actual students doing soil judging, you know, they bond. But like, yeah, we bond together as coaches, too.
Anna.
Thank you guys so much for coming on and elaborating on soil judging. You guys did an incredible job.
We love it. We're soil evangelists.
Heck yeah.
Soil is life. The soil is magic, and it's life-giving.
When we study soil, we
study. I love it.
I mean, that's not me. That was not me. I'm going to proselytize it everywhere.
I feel like half the stuff we're saying is Nick Jelinski-isms. Oh, yeah. You have to, like, take a drink every time he comes up in a podcast or something.
Oh, dude.
And watching over us. Speaking of promoting, soil judging has an Instagram, a blog, and a website.
We'll put a link in there. And we are also, just wanted to say this, we're thrilled to get any donations. As mentioned, it is very much crowdsourced, funded opportunity here. And so we'll put a link in there for you guys.
Soil judging has changed my life. It's changed the way I look at the world. It has brought me into a community that I feel so inseparable from, and I think I will feel part of for the rest of my life, and that's been such a gift.
Damn, that was beautiful. Absolute sorry, dang, that was
beautiful. Mic drop.
That was beautifully said, Amital and Anna. You guys both are amazing, and I really appreciate you guys joining us today. This was a fun conversation. Thank you.
Yeah. And that's it for this episode of the Lowdown Underground.
Deuces.
Cheers.
As we discussed in the episode, when we study soil, we study ourselves. Soils are the ultimate connectors, and that's why we have such a passionate group of students at the University of Minnesota and across the country who are dedicated to studying soil and making better land use management decisions. Soil judging is so much more than a sport or activity for students to compete in. It's really the best opportunity for students to learn hands-on skills and hone the skills needed for a successful environmental career. Being a landscape detective doesn't stop when you finish competing as a soil judger. These skills serve us in our environmental roles and further foster our love of the land. As mentioned, this really is a donor-supported activity, and we hope that after listening to this episode, you may see the value in supporting students through a donation. Any size helps. Thank you for helping students and helping the land. That's a wrap for this episode of The Lowdown Underground. If you enjoyed it, share it with a soil enthusiast or a friend who is soon to become a soil enthusiast. Until next time, keep digging into the soils and the landscapes around you.